I think John Wall is the best pure point guard in the NBA right now. So I think this is kind of sort of his coming out party.
Wait, over Chris Paul?
To everybody in the league. Yes.
Whoa. Over CP? That's over fun. CP. That sounds funny coming from you, FIFO.
Nah, it don't FIFO sound funny.
Always diss Chris Paul.
Yeah. Nah, CP's that guy. But what John Wall is doing right now, he's just the best.
Let me ask you this, Ralph, because I heard, I hear the verbiage. Let me ask you this, because Caron Butler said this, and it made me pause a little bit, because is John Wall the second best player in the East? That's what he said.
Mm.
Ooh. Ooh.
Mm.
In the East. Second yes, best player behind LeBron he James.
He is. Name me a guy better.
I mean, it's hard to say because you see so much on a night-to-night basis.
It ain't hard to say. Let's go by all the teams.
Kyrie?
New York. I don't think Kyrie right now can do what John Wall is doing by himself.
Valid. Mm-hmm. Okay. Damn. Okay.
Second. Yeah. Better than Kyrie?
He's the second best player in the East. He's the second best player. You know, you're saying he's
better than Kyrie?
No, he's definitely better than Kyrie. Well,
Paul
he's
George. Paul George. He's not better than Paul George.
That's the guy. That was the guy. Okay. That's the one guy. I don't know, but I think this season John Wall's proving it. He's proving. I'm telling you. I'm picking Washington, and they're going to play Cleveland in the Eastern Conference Finals. I think it might go 6 or 7. I think John Wall is going – like, they can't stop him. Nobody in the league can stop him because he has Russell Westbrook athleticism with CP IQ. You can't stop him one-on-one. He's now added the mid-range game. You see how much work he's been given what's his name? Number 36,
Marcus – Oh, Marcus Smart.
Smart.
You know, you can't put no Isaiah Thomas on no John Wall. Come on. John Wall 6'5", 6'4".
They got him off him quick in game one.
Off him quick. He can't guard him. And then he's giving mad work to Marcus Smart in the mid-range. And downhill, come on, man. John Wall is the best overall, not overall point guard, pure point guard right now. Because Russ right now, what Russ is doing is crazy. But
all right, John, you agree with that?
You know, B don't agree
that John Wall is the second best player in the East.
No, well, there's two things, right? Second best player in the East, and Ralph said he's the best pure point guard in the NBA right now.
No, I still say CP.
Won't let him go.
I gotta agree.
Just because on the defensive side of the ball, man, defensive side of John Wall doesn't have that defensive prowess that CP3 still has.
He does, just in a different way. Like, will we say that AI was a defender, like a great defender?
He wasn't an all-on-the-ball defender, but AI led the league in steals, though.
Okay, but you don't have to be a great on-ball defender to be considered a great or good to great defender. Like, maybe not all-time great. Like, you can't put him on that list of all-time defenders. But he could defend his position, and he creates turnovers. That's extremely valuable. John Wall may not be the on-ball defender that CP is, but off the ball in steals? Did you see the block that he got on Marcus Smart? Did you see how far deep in the paint he was? CP can't do that. John Wall can do
that. Yeah, John Wall is more athletic, I would still say CP3.
That's cool.
Because he got the intangibles that me and you always talk about that a point guard supposed to have. Like,
and John Wall don't?
Yeah, I'm just saying. Not on CP3 level, though.
Like what? Okay, what's not on CP3 level?
Just the IQ, man. This dude IQ is like none other. You know this, man. You a point guard. You watch CP3. You watch how CP orchestrates stuff, man. That dude is he's a beast, man.
But even if I give CP higher IQ, John Wall has higher everything else.
Higher, like, everything else, like what? I mean, more athletic, that's about it.
okay, he's not.
Athletic as far as being faster. Yeah, I mean, yeah, he's
and he's bigger. He just doesn't. He doesn't have CP's jump shot. But everything else, passing, not necessarily IQ, but the skill of passing, he's up there.
Yeah, up there, so, but not better.
Yeah, yeah. I give him up there, but better, nah. Yeah, I mean, but he's right there. He's really coming out.
I don't know if he's second. He's definitely top. You know, you could probably say top five, top four. You know, best player in the East, but I don't know, man. Because
top four.
Yeah,
I couldn't put him over Kyrie.
Yeah, I ain't putting him over Kyrie.
I couldn't put him over Kyrie. Tripping.
I ain't putting
Kyrie can't do what John Wall doing with Washington. Kyrie can't do that. We saw a LeBron-less Cleveland Cavs, man. Kyrie can't do
But FIFO, in fairness, we also saw Kyrie put the Cavs on his back. So,
In the playoffs.
You know, when it counted.
But there's a big difference between playing point guard and playing like a scoring guard. Right. Kyrie's a scoring guard.
You're right. If we're talking pure, then I agree with you. Yeah. He's not a pure point guard per se. He's more of a scoring guard.
Exactly. And Kyrie over. That's the reason why Kyrie's a lot like AI. Kyrie cannot win playing point guard. He has to be like the pseudo two guard.
But you just said player. You just said player. I'm still ranking Kyrie over John Wall if you're just ranking players. But yeah, I mean,
and that's fair.
I agree with you on the point guard. I agree with you on that. But just far as player, yeah, I'm ranking Kyrie over John Wall.
So Kyrie's the second best player in the East?
I'll put him third. So let's say LeBron 1, Paul George 2, Kyrie 3, and then you put John Wall in there. And shit, I'll probably put Greek Freak in there, you know, give him a little bit more time. He'll be up there.